Vaishnavis.
Viduravacha. Tenayatu Muni Shrestha. Hayana Yagya Murtina. Adinayana Shah. Atayatyana Shushama. Viduravacha. Tenaiva tu muni shresta Harina yogya murtina Adidaitya hiranyaksho Hata ityana shushama Vidura vacha Tenaiva tu muni shresta Harina yogya murtina Adidaito hiranyaksho Hata ityana shushma. Okay, synonyms. Vidura uvacha. Sri Vidura said, Tena, by him. Eva, certainly. To, but. Muni shreshta. O chief among the sages, Harina, by the personality of Godhead, Yagyamurtina, the form of sacrifices, Adi, original, Daityaha, demon, Hiranyakshaha, by the name Hiranyaksha, Hataha, slain, Iti, thus, Anushushuma, heard in succession. So the prophet's translation for this verse. Sri Vidura said, O chief amongst the great sages, I have heard by the cyclic succession that Hiranyaksha, the original demon, was slain by the same form of sacrifices the personality of Godhead, Lord, bore. Please repeat. Sri Vidura said, O chief amongst the great sages, I have heard by the cyclic succession that Hiranyaksha, the original demon, was slain by the same form of sacrifices, the personality of Godhead, Lord bore. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As referred to previously, the boar incarnation was manifested in two millenniums, namely Swayambhuva and Chakshusha. In both millenniums, there was a boar incarnation of the Lord, but in the Swayambhuva millennium, he lifted the earth from within the water of the universe, whereas in the Chakshusha millennium, he killed the first demon, Hiranyaksha. In the Swayambhuva millennium, he assumed the color white, and in the Chakshusha millennium, he assumed the color red. Vidura had already heard about one of them, and he proposed to hear about the other. The two different boar incarnations described are the one Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shivati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamani Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschachadeshtarine Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtang Stapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyahang Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Shri Rupam Sagadatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitangscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancho Kalpataru Vyasha Kripasinduva Evacha Patitanang Pavane Bhyo Vaisyave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So interestingly, there is no chapter summary all the way up at least in Prabhupada's presentation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all the way till we get to the fifth canto. Generally, after that, we're used to having a chapter summary, and then we go into the verses. So today we will discuss, or I'll try to present three things. A little something about the first verse, about hearing. This verse is about the Manvantaras. And then today's Akshaya Tritiya. So I'll try to say something about that. And then at the end of all that, I'm going to show a little video. I think it's about 3 minutes, relevant, and hopefully you will like it. If they're listening in the Pujari room, quite often they come running out when they hear a video playing. So I'm letting you know now, there will be a video at the end if you want to come and catch the whole thing. So the first verse is mentioning how Vidura is enlivened by hearing. He wants to go on hearing. He heard about the white Shweta incarnation, Bore incarnation, lifted the earth that had been submerged because of universal activities. We know every day of Lord Brahma, in the end, there's a partial devastation. And all the planets, up to the very highest planets, they get submerged. So that was the first, the Shweta incarnation. He dove into the bottom of the Garbha ocean to bring the earth back up. And then in the red incarnation, he wants to hear about now. This one is directly related to the killing of, here it says the first demon, but interestingly enough, Prabhupada says, although Hiranyaksha was born first, because there were twins, it's a pregnancy of Diti in the evening, wrong time, Aditi, wrong time to have union with the husband, and we know the whole story, that'll be unfolded gradually, and we'll hear it again, because there's no satiation, we can hear it again and again and again, it's related to the Supreme Lord. But interestingly, Prabhupada pointed out that when there are twins born, the one who is born first is actually considered the younger. Because from Vedic understanding, the one that's implanted first comes out second. So although Hiranyaksha is referred to here as the first demon, actually the brother who came out second, Hiranyakashipu, was considered to be the elder. And he treated him like such. He treated Hiranyakashipu as his elder brother, and he would do anything to satisfy him. No matter how heinous he would do it to satisfy him. So here it's also mentioned about different millenniums. I don't know how many of you understood what a millennia was. There are different understandings of millennia. Some people think a millennia is 1,000 years. That's a common understanding in the West. A millennium is 1,000 years. That's it. But from the Vedic viewpoint, it means a day of Lord Brahma. So within each day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. So a day of Brahma, as Krishna tells us, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmanovidu, that within one day of Brahma, 1,000 yuga cycles change. Four yuga cycles, Satya Treta, Dwapara, Kali. And that four together is 4.32 million years. You multiply that by 1,000, you get 4,320,000,000 years. And then you divide that by 14, there are 14 manus. I did the math once, maybe somebody can check, but it comes out to each manu reigns for 288 million years. 14 times 288. Anyway, again, like I said, I could be not remembering correctly. You can do the math if you have a calculator. But it's a long time. Imagine if our politicians were allowed to reign for that long. OMG. Oh my Govinda. Fortunately, at least here in the United States, we have term limits. You can't have the post for more than two terms. But in other countries, it's not like that. Like in China, the leader there just voted himself dictator for life. So, from the Vedic viewpoint, that's not acceptable. Panchasuram Varnam Vrajat. After 50, the leaders, the administrators, are supposed to leave the post, turn it over to a qualified person, go to the forest, Vanam Vrajat, and take to the path of self-realization. That's what life is meant for. Human life is meant for self-realization. So, not that you stick in the post, Prabhupada said, they stick till death. They stay there as the administrative head. And then after death, who knows what happens to them? Prabhupada himself said he heard that one politician in India had become a dog in Sweden in his next life. So what is the use? You stick around for decades and decades, supposedly leading, and because you neglect the prime goal of human life to become self-realized, then you fall back into animal species, which is very, very, very abominable. When you fall, depending on how far you fall in the animal species of life, it can take a long time to come back to the human form, which is the gateway for again getting an opportunity to go back to home, back to Godhead. That's why we say going back to home, back to Godhead, Kijai, because we know this is not our home. This is not our home. Generally, people are not aware of the different levels of existence. So, Prabhupada, this is what he gave us. He gave us this opportunity to understand, the knowledge to understand what are the different levels of existence and what we should try to achieve. So Prabhupada listened to his own books. I've many times said that, you know, as brahmacharis, we were up here where the gift shop is, and Prabhupada would be in his garden, and he would entertain guests there, or he'd have devotees read Krishna book to him, and the brahmacharis were all leaning out the window, trying to hear Prabhupada speaking. So hearing is so important. Prabhupada set that example. Not only did he write his books, but he would listen to his own books being read by his disciples. But what is it that Prabhupada would like to hear more than anything else? That what? Sankirtan scores, yes. I was just reading a pastime related by Mother Gauri. She was one of the, she was there in New York when I joined in 73. She was one of the stalwart book distributors. She got to the point where she set a record of 108 books and big books in one day. But then she fell ill. And she had always wanted to be an artist. She had that in her mind. She wanted to do art. And she saw how other devotees were doing art for Prabhupada. So in her illness, she decided to turn to art. And she started doing illustration. She was good. It's not that she was just, you know, barking up the wrong tree. She was actually good at it. But deep in her heart, she knew that Prabhupada really wanted her to distribute books. So she was conflicted. Here I am painting, and maybe I should be going out on Sankirtan. Prabhupada wants me to do that. But she kept painting. And then once Prabhupada came to New York, and he was giving darshan, and she was not invited. But because she knew the devotees, and she was kind of senior herself at that point, she snuck in. So she said, she remembers, Prabhupada was sitting, you know, Prabhupada sat at a low desk. He wasn't sitting on a chair. He was sitting on a low desk. And he was just kind of leaning back, and the devotees were giving reports about this and that, this and that. And Prabhupada was just kind of... And then she noted that when one devotee gave the Sankirtan score, Prabhupada sat up, full alert. And he was not just sitting up fully alert, but he was beaming. So she realized, I should go out and do Sankirtan. So Prabhupada set again the example that yes, we should hear the philosophy, but we should also be very enlivened to hear the book distribution scores, because that's what this Krishna consciousness movement is all about. So this morning we had some wonderful scores read, wasn't it? And we were all enlivened. The devotees are out there trying hard to distribute Prabhupada's books, and they're having some results. It may not seem very big, you know, compared to what people are doing in the material world, but every soul that comes in contact with a devotee and gets a book is like getting a passport to go back to home, back to Godhead. Yesterday we were on the Santa Monica Pier, and I noted that several devotees were distributing books, but I was particularly focused on Bhakti Jimmy, because he's pretty new, and he, in my estimation, after many, many decades of watching devotees distribute books and trying a little bit myself, he's got it. Hopefully you can keep it. The devotees who have been distributing books know what I mean. The enthusiasm to approach people. That's the first thing you need if you're going to be successful as a book distributor. So he has it. He stops them. Some devotees have it so much that they can stop a person from half a mile away. Literally. Vijay and Tara used to do the Miami airport. And at one point the authority said, no, you can't chase people anymore. You have to stay in one location. So they were a little bit bummed about it. But they were so potent that they could just by waving, calling somebody from half a block away, they would get them to come over to their spot and distribute books. So some devotees have that. They put their hand up and people stop. So Jimmy has that. Then approaching anyone and everyone. I noticed he was approaching all people, black, white, or Asian. Doesn't matter. He approaches them. That's the next thing you have to. You can't be mental that, oh, this person is old. Maybe they won't be interested. That person is young or white or black. Stop everybody. So he's got that. I noticed particularly one old couple. They were really old, kind of bent over by age. And so he tried to stop them and he didn't stop. But his approach was so appreciated that as they were walking away, they kept looking back. Especially the guy. I thought for sure he was going to run back and get the book because he kept looking back at it. So that's the second thing. You have to be fearless in approaching. And how do you get that fear? By understanding that we're all spirit soul. We're all related. We're all children of God. It's not that God has only one son. And whenever people say like that, I ask them, so what does that make the rest of us? Chop liver, you know, or what? You know? We're all God's children. God doesn't have just only one son. Everybody is a child of God, regardless of whatever body they're in. And the Vaishnava vision extends beyond the human form of life. So, right now in my house, I have a lot of these little moths. I don't know how they got in, but somehow they got in there and they're multiplying. And I'm trying my best to get them to go without harming them. Because we understand every form of life, they have a right to exist. They have a right to exist. They feel like we do. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, they engage in those four activities just like human beings do. They produce offspring just like we do. So we should try not to harm them. Not only not to harm them, we should try to do what's beneficial. But you can't have an attitude of wanting to do beneficial things for others if you don't want to do beneficial things for yourself. Charity begins at home. So if you're not genuinely concerned about your own existence and doing what is best for you, then you can't be genuinely concerned about doing what's best for others. It doesn't fly. It doesn't fly. So this is another thing the prophet convinces. First of all, take care of yourself. Make sure that you're strong. Before you go out and preach, you have to be strong. Which means following the principles, following the sadhana program, hearing nicely, chanting, like that. When you have all that down solidly, out of genuine concern for your own progress, then you can help others to make progress. So, again, our Bhakti Jimmy, he's got that. We see he comes to the program, he chants nicely, and, you know. So, Krishna's blessed you, and you're passing it on. So, this is related to this Akshaya Tritiya. Akshaya means that which does not diminish. So today is considered, in India, the best day to start anything. A new business, to get married, to do anything that is a beginning. It's supposed to be the most auspicious day on the calendar for starting something new. And it's also the most auspicious day on the calendar for giving in charity. Giving in charity. Supposedly, I mean, I'm not an astrologer, but supposedly this was the day that Sudama Brahmana went to see his childhood friend Krishna in Dwarka. And we know the story. He was very, very poor Brahmana. And all he brought with him was just a little bit of chipped rice. He was ashamed to present that to Krishna. But Krishna being God, he said, give it to me. So Krishna took it from him and ate just a little piece. And it stated that the goddess of fortune, Rukmini Devi, stopped him from taking more because she knew if he ate even more than just a little bit, then he would owe everything to Sudama. That's Krishna's mentality. He's so generous that by taking one piece of chip rice from Sudama Brahmana, he felt indebted to him and he gave him vast opulence. So devotees are not serving Krishna in that mentality that we want to give him something small and then he'll give us the whole world. That's not the mood of the devotee. The devotee wants to give everything to Krishna and not expect anything in return. And that's also philosophically sound because everything belongs to Krishna. We don't have anything to give to Krishna. If we're thinking like that, that means we have not understood 327, a verse that the prophet repeated over and over again. Prakrite kriyamanani kunai karmani sarvasya. Ahankara avimudarta karta ham itima. The conditioned living entity, bewildered by the three modes of material nature, thinks himself or herself to be the doer of activities that are actually being carried out by the material nature. You see? So when we think that we're giving, you're not giving anything. First of all, you don't own anything, and the activity is being carried out by nature. Another story I've told maybe several times, but it always sticks with me. This mentality of thinking ourselves to be the doer and the giver. In 88, I think it was 89, I was at the New York Temple. And I had volunteered to collect funds for Janmashtami. So I'm sitting at a book table. It's the Skimmerhorn Street Temple, not Henry Street. Because, you know, it's 88. So I'm sitting at a table in the vestibule. You know, when you go into the temple in New York, there's a vestibule there. I'm sitting near the temple. And devotees are coming in, guests are coming in. I'm encouraging them to give some money for Janmashtami. So this one couple came in. I didn't recognize them, who they were, but They were initiated devotees. They were actually god brother and god sister of mine. You know, it's not possible to know all of your god brothers and god sisters. Proper initiated 5,000 devotees. So they stopped by the temple, the table, just to see what's happening. And then when I explained, can you give some donation for Janmashtami? The wife exploded. Literally exploded on me. I went out on Sankirtan for so many years, collected so much money for this movement, and you dare to ask me for more money? And then she walked away. Later on, the husband came back, kind of sheepishly. He apologized for his wife's outburst, and he gave a donation. So we should strictly avoid this kind of thing. Not that you're going out and distributing books and collecting money and you're giving the money. It's Krishna's money. It's Krishna's books. The people you're distributing to, they're Krishna's servants. They just have forgotten. We should always remember that. We're not the doers. So when we're getting the big scores, or we're getting accolades for dressing the deities nicely, or we're getting accolades for cooking nicely, whatever, it's Krishna's energy. And Krishna's giving the intelligence. This is the intelligent way to see it. Prakrite, Kriyamana, Ani. Don't be bewildered by the three modes of material nature to think yourself to be the doer. So on this Akshaya Tritiya, yes, it's a good idea to give in charity. But the best recipient of charity is Krishna. Krishna says that. Everything is emanating from me. It all belongs to me. I am the proprietor of all planets. Sarva Loka Maheshwara. Everything belongs to Krishna. So this is the beginning of God consciousness. Anybody who doesn't recognize that all living entities belong to Krishna, therefore I shouldn't try to use you or you or you or you. Don't try to use somebody. Encourage them to give their energy and time to Krishna, not to me. See, this is a mistake that we make in material consciousness. We're thinking that I am the boss of this company. These 500 or 1,000 people work for me and they're mine practically. Or even that the family members belong to me. In some cultures, they still have that mentality. My children are mine. And if they don't do what I tell them to do, I have the right to. In some cultures, they still think like that, to kill them. If the daughter marries some boy that is not agreed upon by the parent thinks they have the right to kill her. Amazing. Or on a social level, I went to Armenia in 95. And at that time, devotees were a little bit leery about visiting their family members. Because if you went to visit a family member not into Christian consciousness and they offer you a meat sandwich and some alcohol and you refuse it, they get so angry they want to beat you up. You're part of our family. Why are you acting like some stranger? You know, I am giving you something to eat, something to drink, and you're refusing. So we have to rise above that. Obviously, starting Krishna consciousness, we've already risen above that gross level, but we have to get above the subtle level also of ego, thinking that I'm the doer. That's false ego. Thinking that I'm the doer, everything is meant for my satisfaction, and out of my generosity, I give something to Krishna. So Prabhupada said, if you have this mentality, I give 200 rupees to Krishna, and I keep lakhs and crores for myself and my family, then Krishna will be the same for you. He'll be 200 rupees for you. Prabhupada said that. He said in India, it's a part of the tradition in some areas where people, their whole life, the husband works hard, and then when he's ready to retire, he leaves, usually the wife is younger, he leaves the money, lakhs and crores of rupees for the wife and children, and he goes to Vrindavan and he says, send me 200 rupees a month to live on. So Prabhupada said, if you come to Vrindavan with 200 rupees a month, Krishna will be for you 200 rupees a month. So then he said, well, that person may object. Well, you know, I'm just a conditioned soul, not so intelligent. But Krishna is God. Why can't he be more? No. He is a person. This shows that God is a person. He will reciprocate according to your mood. You approach him in a stingy mood, he will be stingy back to you. You approach him in the mood of giving him everything. Manasa deha gaya yoki chamor, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Mind, body, house, children, wife, everything belongs to you, my Lord. And show me how to engage him in your service. That's the devotee's mood. Not that I'm big, big, you know, man or woman making lakhs and crores of rupees or six-figure income. Because even with six-figure income, they're not satisfied. In our block here, we have many of our young IT professionals here. They're all making six figures. And you ask them if they have enough. No, they're still striving to make more. When I was buying a car, I met some young man who's selling Teslas. He turns out he's from Belarus. He was surprised that I've been there. He's from Minsk. I've been to Minsk. I've been all over Belarus. And he's an IT professional making six figures, living in one of those fancy apartments just across from Home Depot. But still hustling on the side to sell cars to make more. So not satisfied. Six-figure income, not enough. This is how we're thinking. We're grossly misled. And they'll put all of their energy into making money, 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 and no time. No time to buy a book, no time to hear, no time to come to see the Lord in the temple. So this example we should set, that time is first of all meant for Christian conscious activities. And then anything else, that's secondary. Money is meant first of all to engage in Christian service. And then any other things. Rupa Goswami set the example, 50% for Krishna, 25% for emergencies, and 25% for family members. Family members may not like to hear that, but that's Rupa Goswami's formula. 50% for Krishna, Krishna conscious activities. 25% you keep for personal emergencies, 25% for family members. That's the recommended. And by that means that we become more and more Krishna conscious. Krishna becomes pleased with us. And on this Akshaya Tritiya, whatever we give is magnified. So whatever you have, and if all you have is just prayers, then you come before the Lord and pray. And Prabhupada advise that on this day, Akshaya Tritiya, yes, you should pray. But you should pray for pure devotional service. Don't pray for money. He said Krishna can give you. If you take to devotional service, but you really want money, prestigious position, Krishna will give you that easily. He'll give you money, no problem. Even he said you want to merge. If you want to merge, Krishna can arrange that. You can become Sayuja Mukti. Krishna can give you that. What he doesn't give so easily is pure devotional service. So you come before him on this Akshaya Tritiya day and pray, Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish, please keep me eternally engaged in your service. Please bring me back to the platform of pure devotional service. Jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki. Now we're going to show the video. Can you line it up? Hopefully you'll find it interesting. So this is what we have to give, the holy name, and we should give it freely, generously. Here's our Bhakti Jimmy. And there's Swarnabindu also distributing. Prabhupada's mercy, this is what we have to give. The holy name, books that convince people to chant the Hare Krishna. That's what we have to give.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Oh, hi, Krishna.